Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey! Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? It's Escape, the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet, King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball. Yeah, 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 yeah.
What it
we
do?
We back at it.
Episode 49, man.
It's your boy Comet. Shout out Black Poet. We here, man. Episode 49, Screwball Radio.
Yeah, Poet said he's going to be a little late on the check-in because of the jack.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We here. We're going to hold it down. You know, we got some exclusives, you know. Things going crazy out there. So we got stuff to talk about. So let's give them some music. Let's start this bitch off with some music.
To the year, man. And before we start breaking things down and giving people some music, anybody want to call up, the call number is 516-531-9596. We on live and direct, live in the Matrix. The first track we want to give the people, man, I found this track too before I signed on. It's from Capone from CNN and Daz. They got a new song called Shut the Fuck Up.
So yeah, I think they're working on an album, too. I think they're working on an album, Dog Pound and CNN. Yep. That's official.
Yeah, so this is the new joint that they worked on right here. So we're going to hit y'all with that, and we're going to be right back in the Matrix. Hopefully by then, Paul will be back with us. And we got a lot to chop it up about, so let's go.
Let's go.
Shut up. Shut up. Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing no motherfucker. Say it again. Say something else. Say something else. Say something else, motherfucker.
I tell him, shh, be quiet. You don't want to start a riot. I tell them, shh, shut the fuck up. that you about to get fucked up, nigga, tell them shh, shh, be quiet. Cause it's about to be a riot and my niggas yelling shh, shh, shut the fuck up. Cause you about to get fucked up, nigga. Yeah, try it, nigga, try it. I say, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm waiting for you when your niggas tryna run up. Better be careful. That's on my mama, mama. You know I give it to you, right? You know I love the drama. I tell them, back up. You know they act up. That's when we rack up. Nigga, that's when they pack up. Like, tell them, shh, shh, be quiet. You don't wanna start a riot. I tell them, shh, shh, shut the fuck up. You about to get fucked up, nigga, tell him shh, shh, be quiet,
quiet, nigga.
Cause it's about to be a riot and my niggas yelling shh, shh, shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up, nigga.
Cause you about to get fucked up,
you niggas fucking lying, lying. You not the flyest. Don't make me push you on that diet. Have you thinking you need Midas? Big money excited. My clicks the tightest. You a bunch of dick riders. Big riders, niggas. We gon' run it up and get it from the store. All my niggas on parole, yeah, the streets is all I know. Yeah, I keep it with me everywhere I go.
That's
the kind of world we live in. The future for black is either coffin or prison. They let us get the office just to throw in opposition. When they plan, what's the vision? I hope you niggas listen, I hope you niggas watch it. You know them niggas plotting, CND, get it poppin'. Whoever wanna lock it, it come to business, nigga, fair is not an option.
Side,
man. Fair is not an option.
We don't even
understand.
It's come to
business,
shit.
Nigga,
fair
is not an option.
I tell him, shh, shh, be quiet. You don't wanna start a riot. I tell him, shh, shh, shut the fuck up. Cause you about to get fucked up, nigga. Tell him, shh, shh, be quiet. Cause it's about to be a riot and my niggas yelling, shh, shh, shut the fuck up. Cause you about to get fucked up, nigga.
Yo.
Yeah. Sorry for that little intermission. Had a little power blink around here. But I'm back in.
Yeah. Schoolboy Radio live in the Matrix. We having little glitches all around. That's how we go, you know.
Yeah. Damn, power them blinks over here.
That's how we go, but it's all good.
I'm back. I'm back, y'all zap me back in. I'm back, I'm plugged in.
Oh, everybody was fucking up?
Yeah, I
couldn't even, I heard that last song, and then I ain't hear nothing after.
I ain't hear nothing there, I know. I hit y'all niggas and told y'all niggas what's up, and boom, my niggas was holding it down when I got here. That's how we do, Schoolboy Radio, live from the Matrix. What it do? Saturday night, niggas. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. A lot of big things going down this week, man. First thing first, I want to talk about this real quick. I want to get you guys' opinion about this. Now, word is on the streets that R. Kelly about to go Nino Brown on niggas. He about to drop the dime on everybody.
Oh, man, son. That shit is like years old, yo. Everybody know that all the whole R. Kelly story. The mob versus foul. The Little Shorties was blind, and R. Kelly was a creep. What the fuck else did this say? You know what I'm saying? Tell me, my nigga. The parents knew what it was. They leaving their kids. I wouldn't leave my daughter with that nigga overnight. She couldn't stay with that nigga. My teenage daughter can't stay with that nigga. So they knew what it was. He was smashing them off, giving them paper or whatever. And he was fucking peeing on their child. And he...
Yeah, that whole two and beat. He was tooting and beeping.
Yeah, it's whack.
And they ain't gonna send him to nobody about May 4th. I'm like, that nigga get mad delays when it comes to his trial.
You know why? Because they all over the place. They all over the place. He's got one in New York. He's got one in Chicago. He's got, you know, like.
Oh, man. Ain't really much to say about R. Kelly, man, except. You know, it's over with, my nigga, you know? Homie, I'm saying he had a problem, man. He had a disease, man. And he couldn't control himself. He lost for them chicks, and he in trouble now. He fucking took videotape of this shit. He's wilder.
Yeah.
He's wilder.
They said they found more tapes on that nigga, too. They said they found, like, 6 or 7 different other tapes out there.
Hey, man. He was working. He kept working. He was working. And never let the camera turn off, you know?
He just, you know, the nigga's trouble, man, you know? The niggas shouldn't let that shit happen around him. Because I know his niggas around knew what was going on. Then niggas supposed to be like, nah, done. I know what you doing, though. Nah, that ain't official. No. But niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Unless they was with it.
They was letting that nigga do what he wanted to do, because, you know, he's R. Kelly, man. You know? That money speaks for itself. Niggas is like, that nigga do anything. But, yeah, man. Ain't much to say about that.
But on some lighter news, on some good news here now, this is what I found out yesterday as well. Now, it's looking to be that Big Daddy Kane and KRS about to do the verses next.
Yeah, should be nice. See that go down.
Definitely going to be a good one. I don't know. Kane might take that, but I don't know.
This is gonna be good.
I mean, you know,
they both got classics.
They both crazy performers.
Yeah, they both got classics, and I don't know. That's gonna be a good one. That's a good one.
I mean, they might change the game, like how Dipset and niggas change the game, because these two niggas might go at each other the old school type way. Like, they might start out with the joints. If they do joints, KRS, more joints than Kane. You know what I'm saying? Kane got mad joints, though. Kane front. But KRS got the live performance joints that, if you know, he's more of a performer. But Kane is a performer, too. Don't get it twisted, but it's going to be a nice one, man. It should be good.
Plus, KRS still putting out albums, too. He got about, like, 25 albums in the hole.
KRS-One got albums. He stayed dropping KRS-One. That's for sure. I don't remember the last Kane album. What's the last Kane album?
They ain't do it out, man. 20-something years.
Yeah, I think it's been a while since he dropped anything.
I think he eating good off doing those performances.
Yeah, KRS, you know, he stayed dropping. I don't know who got more albums, Poet or KRS-One. Controller got mad
Chris,
albums,
man.
Kid.
Chris got more shit.
You
know that. Chris catalog.
You got a lot of. You got a lot of albums too, though. If you count them, you know, like, you know.
I think with Poet, man, they got to go straight hardcore, banger for banger. Niggas can't bring chick songs when it comes to Poet.
Yeah, nah, it's got to be a hard.
Like Ja Rule and Fat Joe, that was a wasted battle. Because that wasn't a battle you could be like, yo, an even battle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what made that battle whack is that they both used Ashanti. I ain't like the fact that they both used Ashanti. Like, they shouldn't even play those records.
They
you know?
Double time working.
I mean, they both did joints with them, so hey.
Yeah.
Let's see who did
Yeah,
the
but it was hot. She stole the show, you know? She stole the show, you know? Like, they fighting over who they going, who using her, you know? And she coming out rocking on both sides. I don't know. I wasn't feeling that. They could have did other records.
I want to
hear
them
underground, grimy.
I think Joe really just let Ja Rule get his shine in. He ain't really. He tried to play the Jadakiss. You know, he tried to hype the crowd up a little bit, talk a little spicy and stuff. But I think they were just him just giving Ja Rule his shine.
Yeah, I don't know. But
I mean, like I said, I'd rather hear these guys' new shit, man. I want to see people get behind these niggas' new shit and not just no verses. And watch these niggas seeing their old shit.
Well, the gimmick behind, the whole gimmick behind it, like, I don't want to say it's a gimmick, but what I notice is anytime there's a verses, you know, whoever the artists who are involved, their streams triple, quadruple. In one night, you know?
Hell yeah, but Die, he needed that W. I mean, that was a good look for him. And now he getting more press, new interviews, and his streams done went through the roof. It's a great thing.
Yeah, that's what it does. Like right now, Jadakiss is the king of New York right now. They got his name as king of New York, you know? Like, he's the guy right now for New York is Jadakiss. Now he's doing press just after the verses. You know, Kanye West bring him out to get on Donda, like, just after the verses. So that verses opened mad doors again for them.
I just want to see niggas come out with a new project and make motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, see if niggas going to support their new project with the same
energy.
Well,
the Lox got the new album. They got the new album out. They got the new album. And I think Styles P just released a new single solo album.
Yeah, those guys, they stay releasing.
They stay releasing. But what's good, what I like about the verses, you know, what I do like about the verses is the kids that wasn't in that era, you know, they get to see and hear the music now, you know, and be like, oh, damn, this guy was dope. Oh, this guy was dope. And now they going back, and they going back and making your albums dope again. Not that they weren't dope, but, like, they listening again, you know. You're making the younger generation go back and listen, which is good, you know.
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah, guys, and Fat Joe, he was talking about he don't think anybody could see Busta Rhymes in the verses.
Oh, damn, that. Busta Rhymes?
Yeah.
I don't know nobody messing with Busta Rhymes on stage.
Yeah, Busta, that'd be a hard, that's a hard mountain to climb. Yeah.
I don't know. They might as well just give him the W because I don't see nobody messing with him.
It's real hard, man. That's a hard nut to crack. Like, you gotta have the catalog. Like, Busta catalog is crazy. Like, it's like unfair. Like, that niggas can't. Niggas can't do that. Don't do that to yourself. I wouldn't want to do that to you myself. You know you ain't got them hits, Busta Guy. How nice you are, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. Ain't nobody messing with Busta Rhymes.
I don't give a fuck how nice you are. Niggas know Busta lyrics. More of Busta Rhymes rhymes than yours.
So, yeah, I mean, like,
don't waste the time about it. Like, I'm the illest rapper alive. I think I can take everybody out. I'm the nicest. I can't fuck with Busta right now when it comes to verses. Are you kidding me? Who the fuck can?
Nobody.
Who the fuck
Nobody.
Can fuck with Busta right now? He go up there and
Nobody.
Play fucking five songs. Everybody gonna be like, I go up there, they're gonna be like, who the fuck is this thing? Can't do that. And anybody, yo, it's even hard for niggas with platinum hits. That's a hard one, man. Busta, that's a Jay-Z level. That's a Nas level. That's an Eminem level. You got,
and they not even,
come out.
They not even on that level. They not on Busta Rhymes level. You know how many people I used to hear say Jay-Z's live performance was whack? Dope Lyricist's live performance whack, you know? Busta Rhymes is bringing a whole... And, you know, Jay-Z is one of my favorite artists.
Hold on one second.
Busta,
yo,
Busta Rhymes,
I hit you right. I'll be right back, y'all.
All right.
Busta Rhymes a whole different animal, you know?
I was about to say the same thing. I mean, we talking,
you know,
stage presence. He got bangers. He got commercial songs. He got features.
I mean, honestly, you know, I know one record that'll shut the whole building down. And if you hear doom, 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 even though it was a Tribe Called Quest and there was a bunch of people on it, but that scenario verse will shut a building down.
It'd be over by the fifth record.
Yeah, yeah, easy, easy. And if he's trying to hit the ladies and stuff, you know, he's got Mariah Carey on songs, he got Janet Jackson on songs, and then, you know, he got joints with Chris Brown. He got endless joints, man.
He got into party.
Yeah.
With shit.
Yeah, he could, like, 20 songs. I don't even know. Like, I don't know who got 20 songs to go against Busta Rhymes. If anybody out there knows who you think could go at Busta Rhymes, call us up, man. Call us up. Give
man,
him the number.
Text me, talk about Mystical. Come on, man. Come on, son.
Mystical.
You know, like, you trolling me, man.
Mystical had like two good records.
Man, I'm like, you better not
you know
come on
saying?
The air with that shit.
Mystical.
Oh man, I don't know if that was a troll job or not. But no, what Mystical, he'd be having about four records with him, man.
Yeah, nah, Mystical. I don't even know what. Shake Your Ass.
Danger.
And Danger. And you know, his features on the No Limit projects, you know. But that shit ain't holding no weight against Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes' catalog is older than him. It's older than Mystical.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean,
like I said,
Busta's reign.
Anybody
Busta's
out there?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody out there think they know somebody that could go out Busta Rhymes, call us up. 516.
Man, nobody. I'm back. Nobody. Let me fucking answer that question for you. Nobody can fuck with Busta.
Yeah, I don't see nobody.
That, when it comes to that motherfucking versus shit, with the crowd shit, the way they don't did it now, and with the fucking...
But did you hear someone...
Did, oh my God.
But did you hear somebody just mention Mystical to go at Busta Rhymes? Mystical?
Not enough firepower.
I only know two records of his. I only know two
records
of his.
Not the lyrical ability, not the fucking firepower.
Yeah, I don't know. I do not know that. That right there. No, that's
let's
like
get some music, man, for the people.
No doubt, man. Now, this track here, man, we going back to the Dipset route, man. This joint here is from Hell Rail, called The Realest Shit I Ever Wrote. Rube Rail back.
Sounds familiar.
That's a dope joint right there.
Let's go.
I mean, I gotta be one of the realest niggas that ever booked a studio session, you know? I gotta be. I mean, I gotta be one of the realest niggas that ever talked on a microphone and shit. I gotta be. Up in the studio, getting blow. To the realest shit I ever wrote. Biggest blunt I ever smoked. Baddest bitch I ever fucked. Fiest clothes I ever wore. Fastest car I ever drove. My bars is like Bible quotes. Up in the studio, getting blow. To the realest shit I ever wrote. Biggest blunt I ever smoked. Baddest bitch I ever fucked. Fiest clothes I ever wore. Fastest car I ever drove. These bars is like Bible quotes. These niggas try to assassinate my character.
Say what?
Nah, these niggas try to assassinate my character.
Nah, they fucking.
Like I won't load up all these guns and cause a massacre. Like I won't turn all they sons into some bastards, huh?
Whoa.
Count money, smoke cigars, and I spray heaters. You claim my gang, right? That makes me your gang leader.
Ha.
You little niggas couldn't clean my Dior sneakers.
Nope.
I bought more diamonds. I cop more heaters. Ask G5, ask Bucks, ask Dig, nigga.
Ask
how I was in New London unwrapping them bricks, nigga.
Ask
my life is a movie, come watch this flick, nigga.
Yeah.
Your girl keep eyeing me, watch your bitch, nigga.
Nigga.
My name ain't no paperwork, I ain't no snitch, nigga.
Nigga.
Ain't no hoe alive could tell you I ain't no rich, nigga.
No.
When I was young, I wanted to be like Nah.
R.I.P.
Then I seen the movie Juice and wanted to be like Pop. That nigga Debo a rat, was there when he got shot. Told him my nigga Trav, that's how he got knocked. And I never been a liar, all I do is tell you facts. And if a nigga don't like it, niggas know where I be at.
Ruger.
Up in the studio, getting blow. To the realest shit I ever wrote. Biggest blunt I ever smoked. Baddest bitch I ever fucked. Fiest clothes I ever wore. Fastest car I ever drove. My bars is like Bible quotes. Up in the studio, getting blow. To the realest shit I ever wrote. Biggest blunt I ever smoked. Baddest bitch I ever fucked. Fiest clothes I ever wore. Fastest car I ever drove. These bars is like Bible quotes. I'm a motherfucking verified gang member.
Verified.
I could watch you die by a gang member. I locked up, I get put with all the gang members. She won a purse, then she gotta fuck the gang members. Never been a coward, nigga, and I don't plan to be. And all my diamonds real, baby, that's just a man in me. You got little boy chains, little boy watches. We the big dogs, the little boys watch us. All the bitches want us. The FBI haters, fuck a sky dweller, I want a skyscraper. All you leeches, please stop watching my paper.
Please.
And I'ma kill these niggas now, but they could die later. Up in the studio, getting blow. To the realest shit I ever wrote. Biggest blunt I ever smoked. Baddest bitch I ever fucked. Fiest clothes I ever wore. Fastest car I ever drove. My bars is like Bible quotes. Up in the studio, getting blow. To the realest shit I ever wrote. Biggest blunt I ever smoked. Baddest bitch I ever fucked. Fiest clothes I ever wore. Fastest car I ever drove. These bars is like Bible quotes.
Yeah. Schoolboy Radio. That's that shit right there.
Ruga.
How well? BX. That's BX right there. How well?
That's what I'm talking about.
That was some straight fire right there.
Did you hear about this guy calling out Mike Tyson? The Umar Johnson or something like that.
Yeah.
Talking about he wanna fight Mike Tyson.
Oh
man. You guys is crazy. The guy, he be building. I think his name is Umar Johnson or something like that. He just recently got married to two women. You know?
What does now he mean?
He's just somebody who talks, you know? An activist almost.
Yeah.
He ain't no fighter or nothing like that. But he's talking about he going to call out Mike Tyson. Talking about he going to get somebody to train him.
He want Bernard Hopkins to train him.
Yeah, he want Bernard Hopkins.
Oh, man, yo. Why you doing that to yourself?
he said he wanted to show first, then after that, he want to go a couple rounds.
He's wildin'.
Yeah, he definitely crazy. He definitely, like, you don't fight no days in your life. You don't fight at all. As soon as he give you one body blow to your gut, you're going to shit your pants.
Just because Mike is 50-year-old man now, he can't punch hard?
Oh, man, he'll punch the shit right out of you.
Look at Roy,
the only hand,
but a fighter.
If Mike Tyson punch you in the gut and you ain't a fighter, your stomach ain't going to be ready for that shit. That's one shot to the gut. He's going to shit his pants.
He said he want Bernard Hopkins to train him for the next 5 months.
That's not enough.
Yeah, he's...
You need a fucking lifetime. Fuck is wrong with you? You think you're going to get a damn fight, Mike Tyson? All right.
See Mike Tyson moving? When he be sparring? Ain't nobody want no beef with Mike Tyson.
Nah, they moving in on him because he's old, he's retired, that, you know, he ain't got that fire no more. All it takes is a couple just to turn it on like a light switch.
I guarantee you, he may be old, but I bet you that hit is probably harder than what he hit before. It's just a dead hand. Like, that hand done punched many of faces.
Bitch green.
Yeah, that bitch will punch your face right off, you know? You get hit by that, by a Mike Tyson punch. Paul, you think you can take a Mike Tyson punch in the gut?
For fucking $1 million, I would. For $1 million, just for the fuck of it? Hell no. I'd let Mike punch on me for $1 million. I can eat that. See, but I'm different. I'm built a little different.
I know you like, you got a little, you know, you used to box. That's why I asked, you know?
Yeah, you can get that. There's not no free one.
Nah, it wouldn't be free, you know. If someone said, yo, we give you $1 million, go against Mike Tyson celebrity boxing, you would sign up?
With the headgear and the big dumb 16-ounce gloves, the big clown gloves, yeah, okay, yeah. Big gloves that look like a pillow and shit. Hell yeah. Come on, Mike. Boom, 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 boom. The big puffy gloves, yeah. Not no fucking, no, I'm not stepping in the ring like that. That nigga's gonna look at me and catch a flashback. He gonna think I'm Buster Douglas. My big black ass, he gonna fuck me up.
Look at you like Lennox Lewis or something.
That nigga's a fucking like, nah. Not this time.
I ain't even dig it once, man. I be looking like Martin Lawrence up in Martin, man, when he fought Tommy Hitman Hearns.
Man, listen, I'm not even stepping in that ring. I'm not trying to break no rib or nothing. Hell no. Fight Tyson? Hell no, man. That's a different weight class right there. That's a different weight class.
Yo, man. Let that nigga punch me in my fucking stomach, and soon after that, comment, I'm gonna look at you, you'll check the account.
The bag done went, the bag got secured.
Make sure that bag is fucking secure, Bobby. I'm throwing up yesterday's fucking lunch.
Damn. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Then you got tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be a big event, actually. You got the Saigon bottle battle tomorrow night. Then the week following, you got Fury and Wilder. They fight next Saturday. So it's gonna be a crazy October.
Yeah, as far as sports, man, the Jets better do something this week. Or the Giants, they need to do something. They riding on 3 donuts right now.
Yeah, man.
The only team winning for New York right now is Buffalo. And they won in two.
The Mafia.
Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow's a lot of good games going on tomorrow, though. I know tomorrow's Tampa Bay. Tomorrow, Tampa Bay at New England, or New England at Tampa Bay. So, Brady and Belichick going at it.
It's the first time.
The Bengals is 3-1.
I think they played last year. I think they played each other last year, but I think it's the first time this year that they're facing off. Should be good. Tomorrow's going to be good football Sunday.
Looking at some of the standings now, the Dolphins, they 1-2. The Patriots are 1-2. The Jets 0-3. The Bills 2-1. Raiders, they dominate.
Yeah, I think the Raiders is 3-0. The Raiders is 3-0 right now. And they beat all teams that are usually like 10-plus wins in the season.
I got to check that thing. I got to check out the NFC. Cowboys, they 2-1. Packers, 2-1. Panthers, 3-0.
And North Carolina, 3-0. Wow, sure. Sam Darnold down there doing it big for North Carolina. See, all you gotta do is put good people around certain QBs, man. And the Jets, come on, Jets, man, let's get to it. Jets ain't had no real
young,
wins.
I mean, they can turn it around.
Nah, they stay looking for that. They'll never go big. They last two biggest quarterbacks was Mike Vick and Brett Favre. That was their last two biggest quarterbacks. Everything after that has been like, you know, Sanchez, Fitzpatrick. You know what I mean?
The Giants is a real disappointment, man, because out of everybody, them niggas had the reins last, and they supposed to make sure we got somebody to replace Eli, man.
Yeah.
No, we supposed to have a nice young boy replace Eli. We supposed to have a nice defense line. We supposed to have shit over there.
Yeah, he just retired his number too, Eli. He just retired his number. Giants.
Like, how they make moves to make sure New York niggas want to come to New York, man? Go get that talent, man.
They don't want to spend that money.
Nigga, I can go find some niggas that play harder than them niggas, man. Give me
that
budget.
Spending no money.
Don't give me that budget, yo. Let me go scout some niggas out.
They'd rather trade first round draft picks than to give up money, you know?
Tell the truth though, yo. Bomber, you think you can't find niggas right now? They give you the budget? Okay.
Yeah, they can find
them.
Oh,
you kidding me? I had a replacements out there. I had a whole Keanu Reeves squad out there. There's people that wanna play. Put your own group together. Be out there like LeBron and make your own team. Because LeBron this year for basketball, they're going to be stacked this year. I don't see no weak link in their squads.
They're going to get a guarantee of 7 games.
Yeah, whether they have Westbrook on the floor or they have Rondo on the floor, there's two good point guards right there. Then you got Carmelo Anthony, LeBron James, and the supporting cast, man. It's going to be crazy.
If they support cast, is dead.
They got Rondo running the point, LeBron running the point. Those two guys that's fucking ridiculous, man. Knowledge right there, basketball knowledge.
What you think about, you know, the NBA not wanting to pay the players because they didn't get their COVID shot or they're not following the protocol?
I mean, that's the fucking mandates they fucking put down, so they're going to regulate, man. Just like they doing the average person's job. Them niggas ain't getting paid. You getting fired at your regular job. At least the niggas still can go to other games and get paid. They just going to not pay them for the home games.
Yeah.
The New York niggas. I don't know anybody else ever states, but that's what I heard. I don't know about either.
Yeah, because you know what's crazy about it is that, you know, different states have different things in order. You know what I mean? Like New York is real strict right now, but Texas ain't strict as New York is, and neither is L.A.
Is real, man.
You know? And you know, when baseball started up again at first, you know, you had to show, just to go to the game, you had to show proof of vaccination and or proof of a negative test result. I don't know if that's in all the stadiums. I know Yankee Stadium, they was doing that.
Cray, cray.
Yeah, what else we got for them, E? I know we got some
heat.
Go.
Oh, gosh, yeah, man. We got Dog Low and D Dawn. That's one of my favorite rappers right now. He putting it down.
Yeah, Dog Low?
With his consistency. Yes.
Yeah, Dog Low is official. I like Dog Low.
We got to hit them with that hit, then we're going to come back with another. So this one here is called Me, featuring V Dawn. Let's go.
Shit's deep. I got a lick and the shit's
okay.
Sweet. They gave ass more time than big meat.
Damn.
Shit on my mind and I couldn't
sleep.
My man died and I couldn't weep. I was numb, I couldn't eat. Got out of it. Baby shower, had a pride
of
shit. Then he got killed, he in
a lot of shit.
You a pussy boy, you loud as shit. Remixing had the style of shit. Bro looking down, I know he proud.
Yo,
I can't be blindsided. Army shit, you mind private.
My
life an open book, I couldn't hide it.
Look.
You got it on, you better not fly. That brain and you couldn't dodge
you
it. I'm safer in the project. I'm more at home.
OG
shit, I'm on the call of phone.
Hello?
I cut him off, the story long. It wasn't about money, I got the stories
young
on. He was fresh home, I put story
I
on. Lay after layer. In my hood, I'm more like the mayor. Promote peace, I told you not to spray
it.
If I did, it's a layup. Lil baby, it's not a layup. Cop pulled me over, fuck my day up.
Damn.
We was clean though. Did she say she Filipino? And spicy jalapeno.
Woo.
If they ask you, you ain't seen
though.
I give you treatments like chemo.
I
went poppy, she called me primo. I'm more advanced. I had to teach
younger, don't say you can't. If I invest on you, I take a chance. I just bust a new move, but I hate the dance. I don't fuck with nobody, I had to take a stance. Working out with Sif, shooting came, but before you sip, you get better numbers if you more consistent. More hard than all you niggas, you know I'm war with Sif. Bust you open, Sif, she was so persistent. Shit deep, I got a lick and it shit sweet. They gay add more time than Big Me.
How?
More time than Big Me. They gay add more time than Big Me.
So let me clear that record straight, man. Doc Lowe did not tell nobody. He did not do nothing wrong, man. People call him a rat and all this shit. That's false, man. He got locked up for writing a rat letters. And now he's getting persecuted for it. People saying he did, he that, he did. Because he trying to defend me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't like it. I don't like it at all, man.
Yeah. Radio. Live from the Mates. Trying was hard. Dark Low, V-Don.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, y'all, check this, man. There's some positive hip-hop news here while we're talking about football. Dr. Dre, Snoop, Eminem, Kendrick, and Mary J. Blige will be performing at the Super Bowl. Big for the culture.
Yeah, that's big. That's big for hip-hop.
You know, Jay-Z had to get involved for the NFL and do that, you know?
Yeah, I'm sure that's the reason that that's going down. I know Jay-Z is looking to purchase a football team. I just forgot which team it was.
I think it was the Broncos.
Yeah, I think it was Denver. Denver Broncos. Denver Broncos or Detroit Lions? One of them. One of them. Yeah, man.
Just to show you how far the game done got, man. I mean, to see Dre, Snoop, from nothing but a G thing, baby, to performing in the Super Bowl. Crazy, though.
Yeah, murder was the case that they gave me. Now he's headlining Super Bowls.
That'd be dope, man, if they do them songs.
Yeah, if they do them.
You know, they're going to probably do more the other radio, more radio friendly shit. Who is it on?
Oh, Dre, Snoop, Mary, Kendrick, and...
Dre, Snoop. You know, they can definitely clean up one of their joints. They got a couple of joints they could do. Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Yippee-yo, yippee-yo. You know what I'm saying? Snoopy having
Eminem
fun in this
too.
Joint.
Eminem,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah, Eminem.
Oh, man, it's about to be one of the biggest halftime shows ever. You know hip-hop gonna make it break all kind of records.
Yeah, the NFL got tired of that golf group shit, and they were like, nah, we need to bring some heavy hitters this year.
Yeah, you see they looking to bring back Rap City too. Rap City, The Basement. They're looking to bring that show back.
Yeah, we
thought I think that show's they definitely hip hop misses that, you know. It's always good to go in the booth and just let off a couple missiles in the booth, you know. I don't know how many new rappers could do that, but you know that's always a staple in hip hop.
Everybody got a little 16. Everybody
yeah.
got a little 8. Like, come on.
Or 4.
You should be able to do 8-16 off the top of the dome. Even if it's trash. You know?
Like, and we, you know, we just being generous. Just like, just at least give us 4.
Nigga, hickory dickory dock.
Yeah, they said today they bring back Video Soul. They bringing Donnie Simpson back.
But they dug that nigga up out of the fucking... dug that nigga up. Nah, BET got to get... That's not BET, man. No. They think they sneaky, man. They try to get niggas to come back. Who own BET? Fuck out of here.
Hey, Black.
They
yeah, it ain't
money.
Black.
They see niggas ain't watching fucking Britney Spears and shit, all that shit. They thought that them ratings was because of all that other shit. They ain't need a hip-hop, really. They see them ratings went down, like, hey, where those BET ratings went? Motherfuckers are like, fuck out of here.
We're going to throw some bags out there. We just get Tigger one. I'm telling you this, though, guys. I hope they bring Rachel, man. If they bring Rachel. Y'all know y'all remember Rachel from Video Soul. Shit.
Nah, man. You got a picture of Rachel on your fucking wall. Who the fuck is Rachel?
Man, she was one of the baddest on BET at that time.
What, that computer bitch? I remember they had some animation shit. But yo, hit him with some more shit, man, before we get out of here, man. What?
Oh, hell yeah, man. So, this joint here is from Pip Jones. Gun Gunner right here.
That's my little homie. You kidding me? Queensbridge.
Yeah, that joint featuring Godfather.
Yes, sir. Called
Godfather Part 3. Yeah, it's just tough.
Gotta hit him with that.
Let's go, man.
Yeah. I'm built different. Never had to start for the gram. Had to get it anyway. Hustle hard as I can. On the fiends, eyes low. Shit look like Japan. How you ain't getting no money, and that nigga your man. You see, niggas get real when you ain't feeding the fam. Niggas turn vultures and they take what they can. Jealousy overwhelm you, so you make it a plan. That bitch shit ain't never gonna make you a man. Look, going through that struggle that forced me to have to do shit. We ain't work for you, pink, yes, but we had to move shit. Dookie low like a cameraman, he like to shoot shit. Fucking up that chicken and fries like it was Ruth Chris. Lying to myself, thinking I had to prove shit. End up looking foolish, now I'm moving so ruthless. I'm on go, can't stop till I touch some fucking mail. Till I get 100 M's living on the hill. Rest in peace to Uncle Phil, need a crib like Will. And leave everything to my daughter and my will. I cannot believe shit. Cause niggas that talk the most, what? End up not being shit. I took chances, right? Now everything seems legit. I sit back and toast and hope my niggas get rich. For real. Hope my niggas get rich. I sit back and toast and hope my niggas get rich. Yeah.
Free E, pray. This life in the physical. Cinematic clips, guns with scratch symbols. Rose to the top, overreaching my pinnacle. The gods spit biblical bars, hardly a miracle. Shadow most killers and stars, stay checking in. Real niggas cross the globe, mob infamous. Queensbridge Genesis 41st, the dozen block. Steam off the muzzle, I plug him cause I'm the outlet. Sony was the workout, so some niggas be about that. Praying on my thugs, get rich. Send one back, invest in your dreams to see and never look back. These plaques on my wall, stories are going platinum. Millions of records sold, thoughts you couldn't fathom. But still all in all, relax, remain calm. Pushing the latest, the greatest, I'm King Kong. In Paris with my queen from Congo hitting the ball. My journey got me writing the book, it's so real. Rest in peace to my twins, Jamil and Jalil. The cards life dealt, always dressed to kill. It's still sharp as steel when situations get real. Ma.
nothing but fire, straight from Queensbridge. My motherfucking nigga, Piff Jones. Shout out to G.O.D.
Yeah, G.O.D. killed that verse.
Yeah, that's that fire right there. Still bringing
yeah,
the noise, man.
Yeah, New Queensbridge and Old Queensbridge.
Forget about it.
Unstoppable, man.
Yeah.
We're unstoppable. Me and Piff got a joint on his joint, on his album and shit.
So, he got a young boy doing his thing. He just performing in the park today. He doing his thing. I seen him with Pito. Doing his doing, man. Chef La. Shout out to my niggas, man. Fresh Bread. Yeah.
So seeing the youth doing their
album got right now, Bridging the Gap.
I'm about to check that out too.
No.
Yeah, sir. I like that album. He's got a lot of vets on there. You know, I like that's one thing, you know, like Queensbridge got over 1,000 artists, you know what I mean? But I like how they always embrace the younger generation, you know?
Well, you know, it's time to pass the torch. You know, niggas is earning it, man, you know? Ain't nothing being given to niggas, you know? Niggas is on
yeah,
the
yeah,
time.
Yeah.
Niggas
yeah,
is on
definitely
time.
Earning for it.
Niggas is definitely earning everything they get, you know? Word up.
Yeah, it's not like a scenario where you give them the torch and they dropping the ball. Nah, they like, look, they earning these torches.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely putting in the work, you know. Piff Jones, he's been at it for quite some time now.
Yeah, shit ain't overnight, man.
Yeah, definitely not overnight.
Shout out to my nigga Ruff. Killing kids. Everybody doing their thing in the bridge, man. It's crazy, man. Everybody from the down block. Royal Gang is deep, man. We deep in Queensbridge, man.
Yeah, it's another new era movement, man. But you know, we about to close this thing down. Another episode of the books. We episode 49. Matter of fact, man, marks a year of me doing the show officially with y'all, man. I mean, it's been a great journey.
Yeah, we just having fun with it, you know? Just having fun with it. Good to give people
nigga.
The good music, keep that hip-hop banging. You know, talk real shit on radio. We talk real shit, you know?
No, we love you, motherfucking Yellow M&M.
Man, you fuck that name with me, man.
My geez.
Damn. But, yeah, we about to end this show on a good note, man, for this joint here from Rock Marciano and Bronze Narrative. This is fire right here, man.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang energy here, man.
Yeah, shout out to Bronze Nazareth. Joint produced by Rock Marci.
Oh, shit.
So you know we got to end it with some fire.
A nigga scripted, wax and pull racks, watch me lift it like a Mac spraying, turning 360. This that retina for retina, Old Testament, Bill Bixby, green excellence, Exodus, bless the clip. You could bet him on that precipice, you could bet him on that precipice, nigga. The flow switching like an undercurrent conditions. From bricks I wrote a sermon. From Eastern and Burton, dust off ether I'm lurking. Gust off Miami Beach, Augusta Peach twerking. The SK and making lean, don't need that syrup worked in. Fresh paint, that's how I bleed, nigga, watch me nurse it. Ruger never jammed, I could write my name in cursive. I came off Joy Road, risk no happiness for certain. Rocking Tim's and
summer, got the extra clip for 30. You behold a spectacle, my tech glow introverted. Coughing on your coffin, Lord, I wrote a church of verses. Got bodies on his hand like a horde of hospice nurses. I cop the land, Louisiana purchase. The igloo trichomes, a cyclone herbalist. Big stock, I burn the crisp bluefin tuna dish. Whiskey that gelato, smoke cloud, Kilimanjaro. Slugs fly through your pumpkin top, Sleepy Hollows, nigga. A nigga scripted, wax and pull racks, watch me lift it like a Mac spraying, turning 360. This that retina for retina, Old Testament, Bill Bixby, green excellence, Exodus, bless the clips. You could bet him on that precipice, you could bet him on that precipice. Yeah, soprano dreams, more beans, it's more ops. For round the green gutter pig, that's a pork chop. I told you he a devil, that's a warlock. Yo, he was in the Chevy when the Lord knocked. Coretta Scott Queen on my arm locked. I'm two chest moves ahead to catch a thief at the pawn shop. Short barrel and a long shot. Long barrel in this short plot, scorched his route. You don't even buy that bullshit you pouring out for an account. I'ma fly offshore for an account. Labels tried to sway me, tried to pry me out. Saber tooth tiger couch, I'm a rider now. I'm high as ever, let me fly you out. This the Riot House, Otis Perry, the grimy route. I had the will to move an iron mount. The living will couldn't cover my prior house, let's line them out. I cold case your entire worth to buy the hearse. Long stick, Willie Mitch on that drum work.